M-E-A-T. M-E means eat. Those who will take fishes, animals, and other things. Next birth they will be in human shape and they will eat you. Very, very what? Bhayanak is
there.
Terrible thing. So you should namaste. All the actions have reactions. If you abuse one, he will abuse you. If you give any clap, he will give. If you fight, he will fight. So if you are taking meat, eggs and all these things, in this life, your habit and nature will be like goats, fishes, like animals. And in next birth, they will take you, they will eat you. So, we should not take all these things badly. By their flesh and blood, it goes in our body. And from that, blood is made, from blood, other things, and then by that, mind is made. And that mind becomes like that animal. Sometimes they have very dangerous diseases, fishes, because fishes take everything. So, we must try to be careful for all this. And only chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nothing to do. Do your job, be happy forever. Krishna has made, God has made everything to eat, so much things, praise. Vegetables, fruits, sweet fruits, so many herbs, rice, paddy, and so many things. Plenty of things. Why only to cut animals and you? Never did. So, my coming here, the purpose is short. I was somewhat tired in my tour for 3 months here and there, so many countries. And now, our very big festival, the birthday festival of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. Or more than 15,000 devotees will assemble there. And we will do parikrama as per assembly. So I thought that I should take rest here for some days. So I came here. I took rest for some days. But I was also wanted to help devotees, to inspire them. And I am success in this way. So many devotees are inspired and they will be, I think that they will be very bold and strong. Also, I wanted to write a book. Also, I am successful in this. About 1/4 of that book, in very few days, then I have completed. But I know that I have begun now. Anyhow, it will be completed. So, my first preference was to help devotees. We have done so many classes here. And beautiful devotees came to us and we helped them. We want to help more. They should not be leaving. Tomorrow we are going from here. But very soon our representative may come and also I may come on the same time of the year. If he will call me and if he will require me, you should, in the guidance of the Tulsi Prabhu, you should write me letter that we want your association. And you can send him to India as your representative. Then I may come and help you. I want to help you all. But you will have to adopt something. What I will tell to you, try to follow. You can chant and remember Krishna's name and his pastime. You can read the books of Samiji, Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. But deeper meaning you can understand in the very high class of association, otherwise you cannot. And you will be weak. So try to read, try to associate with high classes of devotees. If not high classes, then more advanced than you. And sometimes you can write letters to me. But I want to tell something. The process, how you should do. You don't criticize anyone. Try to reform yourself. Those who are not high class of or devotees and they are doing something against bhakti, you should not associate with them. Don't quarrel with anyone, don't criticize. And try to follow Srila Rupa Goswami, what he has written in his instructions of
Nectar
of Instruction. You can have a book, but we are telling it in very brief. You can tell two strokes and explain. Very briefly. Prayashtasya prajalpo nimagra jan sangasya laulancha sarvijarati vinasyati. Pandrit Prabhu can explain. In their householder life, they should be perfect. And then they should give up worldly life. So it is for grihastha, but it is very high for also instruction. There should be in also brahmachari and sannyasi. If they have not controlled all these things, they should not give up worldly life. So go on.
Asya ahara.
Any kinds of things which are not helpful for bhakti. Like, I want to be a astrologer. It can help in our bhakti. And some
money
can be. Anyhow, we can make money some. So, astrology is very. We will try to see and tell others that your hand is not good, we are good or not good. Don't go in these things. Don't try to be master in any job except bhakti job. if you are going to do, then it may be death. Gradually you will be attracted to death and you will give up bhakti yoga. So don't try to endeavor for any yoga or any astrology or anything which is not helpful for you. These are called prayas. Some offenses are done. So we should try to be careful. It may be that Guru they will aspire to come at that time. And if Guru Dev comes, he will do pranam and he will watch earth. And if he will try to come, he will say, oh, this is one. But if he is going to Vasti and doing Aarti, at that time he can make up. But if he is doing, then at that time, Gurudev is not allowed to come and to do like that. If he is telling, then he is really not able.
So,
he will tell one time, and if he is not firing out, he will never give order. So also keep it this mind. Once he will tell, and he will see that, oh, he is not listening, he will never ask. So not so many things, oh, only one time, first time. And if he is not coming, it is often. But Guru should be also very bona fide, not like now it is. If Guru will see that, oh, he is chanting, he will never alter. He wants that his disciples should do like this. So, very carefully. So, these are niyam agraha. At once Gurudev is telling and you are chanting, at once give up. And running, you should try to come and fall. Nothing to think and nothing to do. If he is telling that you should jump in sea, at once quickly.
So,
niyam agraha, then jump some. धैर्यात् तत्तत् कर्म प्रवर्तना संग त्यागात् ततो वृत्ति षड् विभक्ति. Becoming with me, oh,
hearing chanting,
oh, party. I don't think I'm chanting for so long, but I realize nothing. I don't know what will be the effect. Just no utta.
Then you say,
then, oh, you cannot be successful. Then how should we deal with Vaishnava? In this sloka, it has been explained. Navin Krishna Brahmachari will explain. Chanting. And you are chanting, hearing Harikatha, doing other devotional activities. But you have no taste. When you begin to chant, sleepiness comes. Especially when you associated with any Vaishnava and hearing some classes, very soon you may sleep because you have noticed. But yet you should try to go on. Though sleepiness is coming, idleness is coming, no taste. Even Krishna is so powerful that there is no way except this. Go on chanting, go on hearing, go on remembering, and go on devotional, other devotional activities. After some time you will see that, oh, very strong taste will come. And then you will be in Madhyam Adhikari and then gradually in Uttam Adhikari. Now Rupa Goswami is making conclusion of all these things and telling of the best and essence of all the teachings. Sannam Rupa Charita Adi Sukhatanu Kramena Rasana Manishi Niyujya Tishthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananuragi Kalam Naed Akhilam Ityu Padesha Saram. You should hear attentively. Sannam Rupa Charita Adi. Oh, if you have not tasted so much enchanting name and other things, oh, very good, very beautiful pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are there. In Srimad Bhagavatam or in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Oh, how Krishna is killing Putana. How Yashoda Maiya is binding. How he is playing with boys. How he is playing Ras. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu playing with boys and girls in a very simple way but very sweetly. How Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, going to a drunkard, Jagaiya Madhai. And by hearing their words, how quickly they are changed totally. So listen all these things. If you are listening, oh, very soon, all these unwanted things go away and you have very taste. So, you should hear all these things and chant the same name. What name? Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan. And remembering the past tense of the same name, like Damodar, you should remember the past time of Damodar. Krishna, or all these things, you should remember and chant. Make your by tongue you should chant and by mind remember the past time. If you cannot do or chanting Harinam, you can go around Govardhan chanting. It will take 4-5 hours and in that time chanting, not talking with anyone, and you can see where past Krishna past time has done and chant Hare Krishna Hare. Especially being in Vrindavan. And if you cannot be in Vrindavan, then also chanting in Shube and here. When chanting Sebu, you can think that, oh, I am not on the bank of sea, I am the bank of Yamuna. Not in Sebu, in Vrindavan. In the groves there. Like this. You should always think that I am in a guidance of a very refuge. Like Rupa Sanatan or very high class of devotees, Rashi. So always be in his guidance. Don't be free. So being in Vrindavan, being in the guidance of any pure devotee, a Rashi Vaishnava, Satsatka, always being in Vrindavan, by tongue you should chant Krishna and remember by mind the past times of Krishna. This is the essence of all the teachings which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given or Goswami. So you should try to follow. You should not think that I am alone, I am so weak. Oh, Gurudev is always there, keeping his hand on you. Always Krishna and very merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are there. So you should think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are always helping and they are showering mercy. And they are always in our heart. We are not alone, no, not weak and helpless. Try to see all these things and go and do. The life and the aim and object of the life, not making money, not only maintaining life, it should be how we can happy forever. How can we serve Radha and Krishna conjugal or Gaur Nityananda Prabhu? This should be aim and the object of the life. Anyhow, anyone cannot make deficit very bold and strong to this and go and go. Very easily we conquer all unwanted things, anger, lust, stun, everything will control by this. This is the essence of all these things. Rupa Goswami himself practiced and he is telling to us. Dali Ogurdev, you should tell more. It has been given in this, everything. But you can hear Harikatha. But this is the essence of all this. So there, you have given only one mantra. You should give some more mantra. You should practice it. By this mantra, Hare Krishna, everything will be for gain. Everything, no need of any mantra. This will do. So you should be like this and chant and remember and be strong to you. My heartly blessings will always be with you. Always I will remember you. You should see that I am with you always, healthy. Go, Atulsi Prabhu, come on. Tomorrow we will leave this place. How you do feel, you should speak to us. Because you brought us and he brought us. And I also am telling all the devotees, those who are new ones, that they should honor him like Sikha Guru. Always you have honor. And he will help you all. You should help them all.
Let's go. Namaham Vishnu Padaya, Vishnu Padaya, so, actually, we are already seeing the separation of all the devotees. And especially our Guru Maharaj. In fact, we were talking, all the devotees were talking, that actually for so many, many years, it seems to be that it has a big impact that happened in the devotional life of all the devotees here. I was thanking Radhakanta Prabhu and Guru Puran Prabhu. In fact, when they came here last time, I thought they were just joking. Maybe they were just, they just visiting, or they're not so serious. And I can even believe that Srila Narayan Maharaj will be coming to the Philippines. If ever he may just come to Manila, but not to Cebu. Because we are so much conditioned that Cebu is a very far place and the devotees here may not be on the proper standard. But somehow, we are so very, very happy that not only that you came here to the Guru Day and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, but also, I just want to pray, that it's really really very thankful for all devotees here who have come to us. Somehow, all the Siguru devotees were able to have a glimpse of the beautiful behavior of each and everyone, like Prema Prayojan Prabhu. We just thought we are talking with Mother. Mother, I thought, what's your name again? Apsala. Yeah, we were talking that the nature of these devotees seems to be manifesting the nature of the Guru himself. And in fact, we have been to many leadership before, and we have seen that the behavior of the leader manifests the behavior of the devotees. And somehow we have seen that I told Prema Prayojan Prabhu and Guru Prabhu and also Pundarik Prabhu that maybe they should come here more often. If you cannot come to the Guru, then of course we want you to come always. Please send your disciples here to us so that at least not only that we'll be able to hear more Krishna Katha, but also to emulate their behavior to us. That we become gentle devotees. In fact, the devotees were saying that with your association, it seems that the six Goswamis were present. The scene of Vrindavan, the pastimes of Krishna, became present. And somehow, we become captivated by that. And also, Srila Gurudev, we are so amazed by your behavior, by your gentleness, you are so kind, so simple, yet so deep. So, I think I know
you. I want that to Radha Kanta Prabhu on my behalf. He should give thanks to the devotees of here that they have come and they have helped us in our future. So,
I'm trying to offer some very humble and insignificant service to my Gurudev. I have attempted to do some arrangements for the preaching here, but I actually have been quite inspired and realized how wonderfully Krishna and Mahaprabhu have exhibited their mercy to all the devotees through Gurudev by his coming here. And just to see the devotees that I knew from so many years ago, that I didn't know if they were still here or practicing or gone or what, is very heart-rendering. And to see them come forward and associate and be so enthusiastic and enlightened made me feel very good. And of course, the health and wonderful preaching efforts of Urkham Guru, who came here with me early and so kindly reached out to the devotees and personally helped them by his preaching and his very wonderful, kind relationships that he developed with some of the devotees here. I'd like to thank him for his efforts in helping me to make place. And also tell people who arranged this wonderful place here. We could not arrange and say boo because of being in America and being in Manila, but Toki took it upon himself to find this ideal location with a nice facility for having programs and also a facility for Gurdjieff to rest and write and be by the beach in a very restful situation. So he's also gone through so much endeavor, and we greatly appreciate all his work. And then we give him some food for cooking for all the devotees. And Frank Rose is just speaking so nicely and giving Hare Krishna to the devotees.
And that
Krishna Das was wonderful, wonderful. One job is two jobs. And Vishnu and Vishnu and Vishnu and Vrindavini and Sridham Saka for telling the whole world about the Philippines. So this party, and the party also has helped so much. Huh? Yes.
If they are not here, to whom we have
to
please so thanks to you all because go Prima
Hare Krishna